There were even astrologers. They followed stars. That's expressly forbidden in Jewish scriptures. And yet here they were. Because Jesus changed everything. Jesus changed everything. Jesus was God's plan for including everybody. Previously, the Jews were the chosen people, but they were meant to shine a light to bring everybody to God. And that's what this baby's birth is all about. These wise men wouldn't have been anywhere near close to the living God. They'd have had a different faith system. They were just following the star. But what God's saying through the birth of Jesus is that doesn't matter anymore. And the good news today is it still doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what your belief system is today. God still wants to reach out to you. It doesn't matter what path you're on today. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. God wants to reach out to you. And I know this is a truth from my own experience. At the age of 35, I was an atheist, lifelong atheist at 35, with a distinctly non-Christian backstory. And that's when God reached out to me, because it didn't matter what my backstory was, what my atheism was about. God wanted to reach out to me. Jesus changed everything. And that's what the significance of the wise men is all about. And what I'd like to do is to challenge anybody here tonight, watching on Facebook, whatever, who doesn't yet know Jesus, doesn't yet know God, but is interested in finding out a bit more. This church is going to run an Alpha course online starting in late January. And the Alpha course is exploring the very questions that people need to explore if they're interested. Who is Jesus? What did he do? What does it mean? What does it mean for me? And could I encourage anybody who is keen to just learn a bit more to talk to me later, or if you're online, go to our website, there's information there. God is still reaching out to people, whoever they are, whatever they've done. Back to Mary's question. Who is this child? Who is this child? And the answer is, as we often sing at Christmas and at other times, he's the saviour of the world. I love that phrase. He's the saviour of the world. What does that mean? It means this baby whose birth we celebrate at Christmas came to earth so that all who believe in him can have eternal life. That's what we're told in John's Gospel. It's what we celebrate at Christmas. This baby made that possible, that all who believe in him can have eternal life. He's the saviour of the world. Too many people who know a bit about God, but not much, think that God only loves good people, that God only loves you if you go to church and pray a lot, if you're holy. Jesus is the saviour of the world, everybody. God loves everybody. We have to respond to it. We have to respond to that love. But God's love is for everybody. So many people have an image of God as some rule maker in the sky who sets all these rules of what you can do and can't do so that he can catch us out and punish us. And that just couldn't be further from the truth. God loves the whole world. God loves everybody. And what we might think of as rules are boundaries that any thoughtful parent would put in place for children that they love dearly. They're boundaries to stop us getting hurt. They're boundaries to stop us hurting other people. Can you just imagine what the world would be like if everybody lived by the Ten Commandments and we didn't have any lying or any cheating or any violence or any murder? Can you imagine a world like that? Wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't it be safer? And that's what God is doing with the boundaries he asks us to keep. It's not a set of rules. God is not looking for a load of people who are good at keeping rules. That's not what he wants. He wants more for us in life than just keeping rules. He wants us to have fullness of life. What God wants us to do is to keep to the boundaries he set so that we're safe and other people are safe. We don't get hurt and we don't hurt other people. It's not a set of rules. I think the thing that God would probably hate most is if we as Christians were just a set of righteous rule keepers. He wants us to be a community that cares for one another and loves one another. It's not about keeping rules. So God loves everybody without question, without favour. Just loves everybody. But it does require a response. My favourite story in Scripture is the prodigal son. Many of you know that. You can't get a picture of God's love greater than that. A young man goes away and does unspeakable things. And when he comes back, he expects to be punished. But it's better to be home being punished than to be where he was. So he goes. And he's met with forgiveness and extravagant love. And Jesus tells that story to give us a picture of God. When we mess up, as we do, if we don't know God and we've lived a whole life of living without God, all we've got to do, like the prodigal son, is turn around. Turn towards God, and you are forgiven. And you are showered with extravagant, unconditional love. Isn't that worth thinking about? If there are people who don't yet know that unconditional, extravagant love of God, please come and talk to me or to Kath or to Dan afterwards. Or if you're online, there's ways of getting in touch with us. Just go online and explore. It's such good news. It's what we celebrate at Christmas. As Mary said, who is that child? Good question. Let's pray. Lord, it's just so incredible that you came to earth as this child. And you did it so that we could just turn to you, believe in Jesus, and be forgiven and embraced. Lord, I just pray for anybody who hasn't yet experienced that, that you may prompt them, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, to find out more and to turn to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have one more carol and one more reading. The lights are going to dim in a moment. We're going to light the candles. So this is the point where if you've got children, make sure they're close to you so that they're safe. Could they invite people to come to any of our services over Christmas? We've got services on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. You're warmly invited to come to any of those. I'm going to do the blessing now, which is normally at the end of the service, but we're just going to finish when we've had our final carol. So I'll do the blessing now. To everybody here, to everybody watching on Facebook, may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and those that you love today and always. Amen.